Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Washington, D.C. is starting to take on the feel of a city which is under a military occupation, as each day seems to bring more and more soldiers and materiel onto the streets of the nation's capital. Armored personnel carriers and large troop transport vehicles are being used to block streets near the White House, and we are seeing all sorts of unidentified heavily armed paramilitary forces at various points, many of them with no identification as to what federal agency they're from. Meanwhile, the crowds of people continue to grow in the streets of downtown Washington. Wednesday was anything but a normal day for Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who started by seemingly breaking with President Trump by downplaying the need to deploy active duty soldiers to stop protests in Washington. A few hours later, Esper ordered several military units to leave the nation's capital and go back to their bases, but that was quickly reversed by the afternoon amid talk that Esper was on thin ice with President Trump. As I've said, the number of soldiers and military hardware on the streets around the White House is certainly not a normal domestic military deployment by any means. We had another example on Wednesday of how the Congress can still get some things done even in these rough and tumble political times in an election year. The issue was a bipartisan bill making changes to the popular Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. It had easily been approved in the House last week but had been blocked by GOP Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Finally, Johnson allowed the bill to be approved and sent to President Trump. The revised plan would give small business owners more time to spend coronavirus relief money and more flexibility in how the money can be spent on their companies.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.